You want to know what time it is? It's time to bring the rain.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
The gist of it is it came via Twitter, and it wasn't, you know, people, you gotta, if you want me to see something, please, you know, tag me in it or DM it. This wasn't tagged, but somebody just said, take a look at this, and I went over there, and I wasn't tagged in it, and then for some reason, the page refreshed, and I lost it. But evidently, there is an official new name for pedophiles now. They're called pedosexuals. And they're taking Lady Gaga's song "Born This Way" as their anthem. You know, just like homosexuals and transsexuals, they're born this way, so we have to accept them. I told you folks that they were going to move into this realm, and that the LGBT community, well, the LGB, doesn't like having its realm invaded. And for those of you who do not know, and why would you know? Because, you know, you're not in the community. You've never worked in that type of community probably before. Again, I've been a bouncer at gay clubs. So, yeah, I get an inside look at how these people live and what they really think. And let me tell you something. Gay men like drag queens. They don't like transgenders. Now, lesbians want to be a drag king, basically. Because, you know, a lot, you know, the butch lesbians, they don't want to be a man. They just want to be like a man. You know, so they want to wear men's clothing and have the short styled, you know, men's style haircuts and act like a man. But they don't want to be a man because they actually don't like men. I know it's the weirdest thing. They want to be like what they don't like, I guess. That's the butch lesbians now. It's not all lesbians. And those are the ones that you see wearing flannels and male Levi jeans and the short hair and a lot of times you're not even sure if it is a girl. But they don't want to be men though, so they don't go the transgender route. They don't like them. By the way, the reason why transgendered are not liked by lesbians more often than gay men is because, again, either if you're a woman that wants to be a man and you're a man-hating lesbian, well, that's strike one. If you're a man trying to be a woman, oh, well, you're a man, according to lesbians. So that's a strike. They're not liking you at all. And this is why we're seeing this animosity in the transgendered community towards lesbians to the point where, you know, there was a gay pride parade couple of months ago. There was an actual transgender sign saying transgenders are the new lesbians, and that caused lesbians to flip out. But I'm just telling you that there is no love lost within that alternative lifestyle community for one another. The lesbians and gays do not like transgenders. They like, you know, gays for some reason like drag queens. I don't know why. I don't get that. If you're gay, please try to explain it to me someday why you like drag queens. Because you don't like women. I mean, sexually, anyway. You don't like women, but you like drag queens. I don't get it. Anyway, so they have these, now there's a new term, and when gays were trying to go for special marriage rights, people were warning them. I was one of them, telling them, if you do this and go down this path, you're opening a Pandora's box where you're going to start getting people saying, well, why not this and why not that? And they kept saying, no, it's not going to happen. Well, see, I told you so. Pedophiles are now starting to push and trying to change the narrative, and you've got some people in the Democrat Party who are starting to agree with them, and now they're not called pedophiles. No. That's a derogatory term now. Now they're pedosexuals. How does that make you homosexuals feel? There you go. Anyway, welcome back, folks. I am your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye Studio this Thursday morning, which is August number 9 in the year of our Lord 2018. It's a sunny morning here. We've got sometime this morning. I don't know when. He never gives me a time. Rev Rod will be, he promises he will be here in the studio to give you a sermon direct from the conservative church, as he says. So you're not going to want to miss that. In any case, we continue on here with some of this stuff. I'm just taking a gas now. This is the first time I've heard. This is a new term. Now, this bugs the hell out of me, folks. I'm sorry. There is absolutely nothing normal about a person who wants to have sex with children. Okay, I get it. You know, sometimes it's hard to tell if a teenager is an adult or not. Because some of them mature fast and they look like they're older. I get it. You know, especially some girls, they can be very gorgeous and they put on the makeup and you get totally fooled. I get it. Or some boy, 16 or 17-year-old boy, he works out so much he's got facial hair up the wazoo and he looks like a man. He looks more like a man than some men twice his age. I get it. So you can get, I get that because you don't know, but I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the ones on the cusp of being legal adults. I'm talking about, these are the people that go after, 12 and 10 year olds. I don't care how cute or beautiful or gorgeous the little boy or little girl is. There is no possible way that it is okay to look at them with sexual intent. None. I don't, Rod, why are you getting so harsh on? Look, it's one thing to look at a child and say, well, that's a gorgeous child. Okay, one can appreciate beauty without being sick and demented. And this, anybody ever used to, what are those little, the baby beauty contests? Anybody know those? Yeah, well, they make up those little girls that look like dolls. And sometimes, the makeup artistry is so good that you get a 6 or 7 year old that looks like she's 20. I'm not kidding. They make them to look really, really gorgeous. You could say, well, she's a gorgeous little doll. But never once have I ever thought, I wouldn't mind dating that or hitting that. That's ridiculous. Nobody normal thinks that way. Just you start messing with kids, and that really ticks me off. And this is an attempt to normalize those people who want to do damage and harm children. And I'm not down with that. I don't care what word you use to describe them. We have Democrats are still losing the race as far as the House and Senate is concerned. It's not looking good for them. The only poll that actually really counts, because this is why I don't believe in polls all that much. And oftentimes, those who conduct a poll have an agenda. And we the old saying that there are lies, there are damned lies, and there's statistics. And polls are nothing more than statistics. You can manipulate a poll to get the result that you want. And then you can report it and try to push it and say, look, and understand, polls are nothing more than try to manipulate your mind before you get into the voting booth. It's all it is. It's a mind. Polls are mind games. which is why I don't like them, because they're oftentimes are not accurate at all. Often they're not. So I don't pay attention, not even exit polling. Because now you got people talking about, well, you know, you got Rosie O'Donnell saying, yeah, we, you know, the exit polls say that Hillary Clinton should have won. Oh, so now exit polls are supposed to be the arbiter of elections, not the actual vote. The only poll that counts is the vote. And I get that sometimes, you know, they can be used, polls can be useful in determining where a particular candidate or stands amongst the public at a particular point in time, or you know, when it comes to about an idea or a proposition or what have you, that it sort of tries to gauge the public perception of that particular item. I get it. But understand that there are polls, and that there are polls. And most of the polls that you get that are reported on, these are twisted, demented, manipulated polls on both sides, by the way. I'm not just saying the left. They also know how to do polls that can be extremely accurate. Those are what we call internal polls. They don't release those to the general public. You usually never hear about an internal poll. Why? Because those are they have to be dead accurate with those, so they can tell the candidate or the senator or the president or the congressman exactly what the public is doing and which way they might go and what they're thinking and what that candidate has to do in order to persuade voters to come to their side. Internal polling can be deadly accurate, but those aren't the polls. They can't be manipulated. They just can't. They can't be, you know, the results of those polls can't be argued or discussed away. They can't be twisted. Because they're what they are. They're the truth. The polls that you hear about, now those are the twisted polls. Those are the manipulated polls to make you believe something or the other. This is why I don't like polls. Because now you're starting to get some people on the left saying, well, this poll said that and this poll said that, and the poll wasn't equaled in the vote, so it had to be the Russians manipulating. The problem is that the poll was manipulated in the first place, and the poll was never accurate. Don't doubt me on this, what they're going to do with these polls, folks. And Rosie O'Donnell already spilled the beans. Yeah, the exit polls show that Hillary won. Exit polls don't count. Remember, the exit polls also show that Barack Obama got far more of the vote than he actually did. Why did it not show up that way? Because people lie. They don't want to be seen as a racist or a misogynist. So if somebody sticks a camera and a microphone and a pen in front of their face and say, who'd you vote for? And you're looking at these people and they're all wearing stand up, you know, for Hillary or what have you t-shirts. They're not anti-Hillary t-shirts. What do you think somebody's going to say? More often than not, you're going to get people that are going to be bullied or pressured, even subconsciously, to say something different. You get people showing up to Barack Obama's election night. Who'd you vote for? Well, they don't want to be construed, because they know it's in the back of their mind. If I don't say Obama, I'm going to be called a racist right there on the spot, and I'm going to have to deal with these people, and I don't want to. Well, I voted for Obama. We know that's what happened because there are people that have told reporters that. Yeah, and I came out, I just said Obama, even though I voted for McCain. Why? Because I didn't want to be called a racist, and I just wanted to leave. I didn't want to be harassed. So polls are manipulated. We know this. But now they're going to try to say polls are the arbiter of what the vote should be like. Okay, the Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump should have lost by 20 points according to some polls. Those polls don't count. The only poll that counts is inside the voting booth. Understand this. They are going to try to manipulate, because the reason is hey, look. But the problem with the Hillary thing is that it energized the Trump base. They don't even, they still don't get, they, they probably killed themselves. Folks, I'm serious. Hillary Clinton could have won that race. But they were so cocky, so arrogant, so manipulative. Donald Trump is down by 20 points. That energized the base like you would not believe, because they believed they had 20 points to catch up on. Do you realize probably if they would have said, well, the race is really close, it's neck and neck, it's hard to tell, the base probably wouldn't have been that energized, and they wouldn't have worked as hard as they did. Donald Trump did nonstop campaigning for like the last 2 weeks because he probably thought, listening to all the polls out there, that maybe his internal polling was a little off and that he was behind. I mean, think about it. Hillary Clinton obviously thought that those polls were accurate because she slacked off like you would not believe. Hey, I got this. We're gliding in. And everybody got the shock of their life because they couldn't believe their lie, all their lies, didn't take. They're doing it again by trying to say that losing in Ohio, even though if they do lose in the race in Ohio in District 12, it's still going to be a win. In whose world? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. In whose world they're going to be a winner, even though they're a loser. It's an amazing way how they're able to twist things like that. But there is some good news, however, as it comes out of, well, it's not good news. There is some mixed news. We've seen, like in Michigan, the Muslim Sharia law liking Democratic candidate was soundly defeated. Yeah, Ocasio-Cortez endorsed him, by the way. He lost big time. However, there's another one here. A former Michigan state representative has won the Democratic nomination. She's won a Democratic to run unopposed for a House seat. So basically, she, who goes by the name of Rashida Tlaib, T-L-A-I-B, is set to become the first Muslim woman in Congress. Because they didn't put up an opposition candidate. There is nobody. She's the only one on the ballot. I'm sorry, Michigan? Hello? Where are the Republicans on this one? You know, this is why people get pissed off at you. Paul Ryan, you couldn't find a Republican in this district in Michigan. I bet you they would have won. You could have flipped a Democrat seat. Honestly, former Michigan State Representative Rashida Tlaib, I don't know how you pronounce it, T-L-A-I-B, a progressive Democrat. By the way, you know, we've heard some people on the left talk about how right-wing and right-leaning Islam is, and which is why Republicans should love it. It's not. Always said this. It's not. It's as bad, if not worse, than communism. At least the communists, typically, if you didn't, as long as you shut up about not liking communism, they left you alone. Islam is saying, you got to convert. We're not going to leave you alone. You can not say anything bad about Islam whatsoever. You can't. If you do, we kill you. You don't convert, we kill you. You don't do what we tell you, we kill you. Even communists would say, well, you don't want to be a communist member? You don't have to be a communist member. But you can't talk bad about us. You just got to shut up. Shut up, we leave you alone. It's not Islam. You can shut up about Islam all you want. They still won't leave you alone. Do you convert? No. You die. I'm not saying anything bad about it. Doesn't matter. Convert or die. That's the truth. They won't leave you alone. Even if you try to leave them alone. So she's running unopposed. She won her state's primary in the 13th Congressional District on Tuesday, leading her to likely become the first Muslim woman and the first Palestinian-American to hold a national office. Tlaib ran for a seat formerly held by Representative John Conyers. Is this why the Republicans didn't put up an opposition candidate because it was construed to be Conyers' seat. Let me remind you, jack off, something. That's not Conyers' seat any more than the seat that Elizabeth Warren now occupies with was Ted Kennedy's seat. It doesn't belong to those people. Those seats belong to the people of their districts, not any one person. And maybe if the Republicans actually thought that way, too, in Conyers' district, they would have put up a serious opposing candidate to Conyers and to this woman. And frankly, maybe they wouldn't beat Conyers. I know he was there for so long. He was so, you know, just so entrenched. I get it. But he resigned in disgrace. He resigned in disgrace. You had a chance. You could have taken that seat, because you cannot tell me with the sentiments going, the anti-Sharia law and anti-Islamic sentiment that is going on in Michigan right now, that you could not have put up an all-American candidate, male or female, and not win. You blew it. This is why some people say there's no difference between Republicans and Democrats, that they actually divide up the country. Say, okay, we'll let you always have this seat if you always let us have this seat. And, you know, there's some agreement. And then you only hear about the ones that the press wants you to know about, the fights, the political fights. Well, evidently, we're not supposed to know about this one. This is one of those seats that was supposed, that I guess was agreed upon. Well, this is always going to be Democrat. Got it, Republicans? Okay, we'll get you as long as this one is always Republican. Okay, we're even. So never put up a serious candidate, or better yet, don't put up a candidate at all. Okay. No opposition candidate. How else do you explain an Islamic woman running unopposed? So now that she's the only one on the ballot, evidently, unless somebody comes out of the blue for an independent, I guess. I don't know when the cutoff date is. It looks like she's going to be the one that takes a seat and is going to be the first Islamic Palestinian woman to hold a national office. Well, I know we've already got a couple of Muslims in Congress. Rod, there's already Muslims in Congress, man. What's wrong with you? You bigoted? Well, when it comes to anti-constitutional people, yeah, you can say I'm bigoted against them. Abso-freaking-lutely. But it's not bigoted to stand up for what you believe in. It's not bigoted to actually stand up and fight for a kind of life that you want. Constitution is not compatible with Sharia law. Everybody knows it, including what's that thing's name, Mansour. Even she's even said it. We want to replace Constitution with Sharia, because Sharia is not compatible, but Sharia is better than Constitution, and we want Sharia to be Constitution. She said it before. She has said it out loud. She's on recording. She can't deny it. So if people tell you, well, no, they don't want to replace it. They want it to live side by side. One, it can't live by side by side. And two, they have said they want to replace it. So how this woman runs unopposed in Michigan is beyond me. But hey, I don't live there. But unfortunately, we'll all have to deal with the consequences now that she's probably going to be in Washington, D.C. after November. Eesh.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
Ooh, love hurts.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California Hot Tub Rectal Gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Let's go to town. Let's raise our expectations. Let's prepare to be delighted. Let's raise a glass in our spirits. Most of all, let's have some fun doing it. Let's go to Kalamazoo, a big little city in southwest Michigan, a community like no other, where crime is high and old water pipes bursting will have us asking to leave. Where every hour and every day there's new crime to see or hear, drug deals and overdoses, police stations and jails running at full capacity all the time. Polluted water at the diner, detours from broken water mains that are sure to make us want to leave. Let's go to Kalamazoo and embrace all the crime this town has to offer, because the times we savor the most are pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.gov.
This whole Alex Jones InfoWars thing has got people up in a tizzy, and rightfully so, because this is the first major salvo from leftist social media into this current election cycle. Now, folks, understand, they wouldn't be taking these actions if what people were saying on social media weren't influential and weren't taking place. Now, if you actually believe that CNN is the reason, and they're whining, Alex Jones and InfoWars, they said mean stuff about us. If you think CNN is the reason InfoWars is being yanked and pulled everywhere. I mean, folks, MailChimp and Discus or Discus? It's one thing to say, okay, you know, that because, you know, you violated our terms of service over here on Facebook. MailChimp is an email software program that you have to pay for, by the way, that lets you manage your email list. And it does it in such a way, you know, and it's not cheap either. Especially when you have, you know, thousands upon thousands or even millions of names in your email, it gets very expensive and time consuming to manage an email list. Look, I've had small ones and I know what kind of time it takes to manage that. And the time and complexity just gets even greater the bigger the list gets. So MailChimp is one of those services that helps you do it. You still own and control your email list. But you do it through a software like this because, you know, all the regulations and stuff and the double opt-in and the triple opt-out and all this kind of crapola that you got to pull. Well, you can't do that when you have a huge list. You can't do that manually. It all has to happen automatically, and that's through software. And MailChimp is one of those types of softwares that does that. Email marketing has decided to drop and yank InfoWars. First of all, I didn't know that InfoWars used MailChimp. Okay, maybe they do. Great. All I can say is, so what? How is that going to shut up Alex Jones? So now Alex Jones is not supposed to be able to communicate with people who want to get his messages. Now, you don't get his messages for nothing. You have to sign up. Remember, we're in the day and age of double and triple opt-ins, and sometimes that drives me nuts. You know, you'll have to put in your email address, and then they'll say confirm your email address. You got to do it again, and they'll say please confirm the email that we sent you, and then you got to go back and confirm that. You know, you get into your email, you got to confirm it again, and it's just a pain in the butt. But if that's the case, even double or triple opt-in, it means you want to get his emails, and so they're saying, well, we are not going to support stuff that people don't want to see that's mean, evil, bad, all that kind of stuff, bigoted, race. Wait, no. These people want to get his emails. So I'm thinking this is not because of CNN. Discus is basically a gaming platform. It got started because people, you know, you play video games online. Especially some of these war games or other types of games that take team coordination. Well, players are actually able to utilize, I don't know how they do it, but they utilize this platform because it's fast and it's free, I guess, for the most part. They can communicate even visually and vocally through this particular program, and people can team up, get into teams on servers, and play at the same time, either with each other or against each other, it doesn't matter. So that's how it started out. And then they, much like Facebook did a bunch of years ago, they kind of opened their platform to things in other than just gamers. So a lot of people have built what they call servers or rooms or pages, if you will, on Discuss. InfoWars evidently had a page over there or a server. Didn't know that. Well, Discuss, a gaming platform that's allowed all kinds of other people, left and right, even non-political, political, doesn't matter over there. InfoWars gets yanked on Discuss. Nobody ever talks about Discuss and being having anything pulled over there. That's ridiculous. And LinkedIn? So now InfoWars is not supposed to interact with other professionals and people who may, be looking for an opportunity to work for a company like Alex Jones's InfoWars. No, they can't do that. No, you can't contact InfoWars on LinkedIn. Probably the least political social media network, major social media network out there is LinkedIn. At least overtly political. And they jumped right into the fray by being one of those that yanked InfoWars. That is not, none of that is by coincidence, and none of that is due to CNN. None. Don't doubt me on this. That is just the first shot. Why? Because, yes, a lot of, even people who follow and like Alex Jones, most of us know that he's a conspiracy kook nut job. And as I have often said, people put it this way. I don't use this term a lot, but people use this term. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. What about military time? Well, even a broken clock is right at least once a day. There is something that Alex Jones is either currently working on or has brought to people's attention in his conspiracy theories that he's too close to the truth on. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, I know our government and other people, people in power, they laugh like the rest of us at all this stuff until something becomes true and hits too close to home. Then they freak out and react. Folks, don't doubt me on this. I don't know what it is. And I guarantee to you, if Alex Jones is smart, and I don't think he's an idiot. He may be a kook, but I don't think he's a total idiot. He and his people have got to be going back and Agent 0010 and I have had a conversation about this, and he agrees that they have got to be going back through their stuff probably over the last 3 to 6 months to try to figure out what it could have possibly been that triggered all of this. I would be interested in knowing that too. Well, Rod, he's saying that, he's hurting people's feelings when he's saying that Sandy Hook was a conspiracy and it didn't really happen. It was a false flag. And oh, please, there have been worse things said to grieving parents and family members than that. And nobody seems to really care too much about those. How about military people? The parents being, called the parents of murderers and baby killers when their kid is killed in the line of duty, or they protest across the street, God punishes you for this and for your evil, all kinds of evil. But there was never any brouhaha behind all that stuff. Sure, maybe if it's the Westboro Baptist Church, it's about the only time you ever saw them talk about what they were doing to grieving military families. Other than that, all that kind of stuff goes silent. Nobody really cares. Oh, yeah, Alex Jones is being a nut job, and he's making fun of parents, grieving parents, how sad, he's sick, and then people just go about their business. That's not the case. That's not what got him pulled. He's been talking about Sandy Hook ever since Sandy Hook happened. That's not what's getting him pulled. Something recently has triggered all of this. Now, it may come in more than just one part. It may be because, Alex Jones has got some pull with people. And Alex Jones is actually a Trump supporter, by the way. From what I've seen, read, he's a solid Trump supporter. And he's dead on the swamp conspiracy, let me tell you. He's on it. Maybe that's it. It has to do with something with the swamp and Donald Trump, I'm telling you. It's not because, and some people are saying, well, it's about time. You can't say those mean, nasty, inflammatory things about CNN. It has nothing to do with CNN, folks. That is a false flag. Don't fall for it. I'm telling you right now, it has nothing to do with CNN. CNN has been whining about Alex Jones and others. He's not the only one. Now, this is what the left does. They whine and moan and piss and moan. You got to ban him, man. Ban. You know they've been at YouTube for at least a year to take down Alex Jones' InfoWars YouTube channel. Now, all of a sudden, YouTube does it. It ain't because of CNN. They've been at it for over a year, and even YouTube has basically been telling CNN to grow up and go pound sand. Now, all of a sudden, all these people are changing their terms of service. Now, you understand, you got to agree to the terms of service so you can use them. The problem is now that they're all changing their terms of service so just that, you now violate their new terms of service, even though whatever you posted before was within their terms of service at that particular point in time. This is exactly what Twitter's about to do, by the way. For all of you out there, this whole purge thing, Twitter, it's about to get worse. Why is it about to get worse? Because Twitter is about to drop its new terms of service, and there are going to be many of us on the right via the new terms of service, violate this terms of service going back, back to 2009 when I joined. I'm telling you right now, if you're thinking that you're going to, you can start being benign in your posts, it's not going to help you. The algorithm is going to check everything. And as soon as one person flags you or complains, it is going to trigger the process and you're going to get jailed or banned. Based on the new terms of service on a post on Twitter that may be 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. Don't doubt me on this, folks. I'm telling you. There is a reason behind this. The reason is because Trump and his supporters are winning. If the left was winning, they wouldn't care. Not this much. Trust me. They wouldn't. They look at you. Did they care about what people really said around Barack Obama when he was? No, because Barack Obama was president and he won re-election. They didn't give a damn. We won, and you didn't. And even Barack Obama said, I won the election. The elections have consequences. I won. Yeah, elections do have consequences. Trump won. And they can't accept that. And they're gonna utilize this whole notion that this, the Russians and the Russian bots did all this thing. People who've been on Twitter for nearly 10 years, 5 to 10 years, are being called bots. This whole bot phenomenon is a recent phenomenon. Bots are only like 3 years old or so, 4 years old. People who have been on much longer than bots have been around are now being called bots and being jailed or banned. I know some people. They can't. They'll come over to Gab or they'll contact me on Facebook. Hey, I just got banned from Facebook. Oh, you got put in jail? No, I got banned. Why? Well, according to their email, I'm a bot. What? Yes. And this is no different. Facebook has prevented me for the last month from posting a single video that I've already posted before. Now, on my own page, I'm not trying to post it somewhere else. I'm trying to post it on my own pages. And they keep telling me, this is spam. Now, I can post other videos that I've posted before. They're not spam. But this one really hits home as far as being a right-leaning type of video, promotional video. Oh, no, I'm not, I can't post, that's spam. Wait, what? What are you talking about? It's not spam. I don't post it every day, and I don't post it to 500 different pages every day. And I know it hasn't gone viral, so everybody else isn't posting it everywhere either. But if it goes viral, that's a beautiful thing. So that's not me doing it. That's everybody else out there who sees it once that thinks it's so great that they want to share it. That's what Facebook's supposed to be about. But nope, can't do that. Yeah, no. So that video is spam. And I'm trying to figure out why until I realize, well, this is kind of a mean, hard-hitting, anti-left video. It's only, what, 30, 45 seconds long? But it's enough. In the title, you know, I tried changing the title of it, but, you know, everything's embedded in the video. So I'd have to change all of that stuff. And I'm just not, I shouldn't have to do that. But hey, it's their platform, not mine. I can bitch and moan about it, but in the end, I have to realize it's their platform, not mine. But if they're going to do something like that, they need to be fair and honest about it, which is why I say this is false advertising and it's misleading and it's collusion with the Democrat Party in the highest order. That's not a conspiracy theory. This is factual. Alex Jones was targeted for a special reason. He touched on something that he should not have touched on. I don't know what that is, but he did. And for that, they have to come down hard on him and get rid of him and cause him to be pushed over into a corner of all the other conspiracy nuts so you can only go to his website in order to get this information now. Which I don't think he's going to really lose an audience. Tell you the truth, I really don't think he's going to lose much of an audience. This is not the internet of 10 years ago. Just saying, folks, this is not the internet 10 years, you know, when you had to go to these places in order to pick up this. Now, today, the software systems and algorithms that can be developed individually and that are, you know, they're out of the box and, you know, the WYSIWYG stuff, it is way too easy to set up. If you have a little bit of money, it doesn't even take a lot of money anymore. You know, it may take a few $100 instead of a few $1,000. It doesn't take a whole hell of a lot of money if you got it and you weren't willing to spend it. You may have to spend a couple $100 a month to host everything, but you can have your own network now. You could be your own YouTube-style network. Look, I've looked into this stuff. I know. You don't need them anymore. And they still think that they're the big, bad people on the block. Well, remember, there used to be big, bad people before them on the block that they took out. There used to be MySpace, right, until Facebook took them out. Well, Facebook thinks they're too big to fail. That ain't the case. That is not the case. Maybe there isn't going to be another central powerhouse Facebook, but there's going to be a whole bunch of others that'll whittle away at Facebook. It's the same thing with Twitter. You know, Twitter, when it first came out, sucked. And now it's what everybody expects. So when they go to a different platform, they expect it to be like Twitter. And a lot of these other alternative platforms are actually better than Twitter. You just have to get used to how it's laid out. I find Gab actually to be better than Twitter. In many aspects, Gab is better. I mean, there are certain aspects that Twitter is better, yes, but many aspects, Gab is better. So you just have to get used to the different layout. Nothing's going to be the same. Because whenever you go to something that looks exactly like the thing that you left, you figure, why did I leave the thing that I left? I want something better. So whatever it is, I hope Alex Jones or some of his pipples hear this. There's something that you touched on, I know, within the past 3 to 6 months that hit too close to home. So one of your theories, maybe one or more of your theories, probably just one, is really the thing you need to focus on. You need to figure out what it is and hammer it home. Just saying. I don't watch Alex Jones, so I don't know all of his theories. I don't know all of his whatever he talks about. I catch bits and pieces here and there, but otherwise, I don't know. So I couldn't even begin to tell you. I'd have to go back and watch hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of Alex Jones. I don't have that time, nor do I want to. So Alex's own people know. So they need to get on the ball and figure it out, and figure it out fast. Gay Native American in Kansas. Yes. A lesbian Native American Democrat bust candidate mold in Kansas. Again, we've got to come up with a first and a something. She's. I don't know. We're still waiting for Elizabeth Warren to comment because she hasn't said anything. Elizabeth Warren is still silent on this woman out of Topeka, Kansas. And her name is Charisse Davids. Yes, D-A-V-I-D-S, Davids, Charisse, S-H-A-R-I-C-E. I know you're probably thinking that doesn't sound like a Native American. It sounds more like probably a black woman. But nope, she's Native American. She evidently added her name Wednesday to her party's increasingly diverse slate of candidates. Now, notice this is from Yahoo News. They're saying that the Democrats are becoming increasingly diverse. Whenever a non-old white man gets a Republican nomination, I never hear them describe the Republicans this way. Now, the Republicans are becoming increasingly diverse. No, the Republicans are recruiting sellouts, Uncle Toms, bigots, you know the whole rest. Davids, who will be the first gay Native American elected to Congress, narrowly won a six-way primary in her eastern Kansas district near Topeka, shattering the mold for a congressional primary where a conservative Kansas and embodying the range of ethnicities and sexual orientations of Democratic candidates running throughout the country this fall. She's 38, she's a lawyer, and she's an activist from Kansas City, Kansas, is among a wave of gay, bisexual, and transgender candidates running. The vast majority as Democrats, including the vast majority of these so-called gay, bisexual, transgenders are Democrats. We're not going to tell you at all about the ones who aren't, by the way. That's the underlying statement there. Not all of them. The majority of them are Democrats. You know, I love that. Well, majority of black candidates are Democrats. Okay, yes, so? Now we've got to have quotas in politics in order to be called inclusive and equal? By the way, I find it interesting, by the way, that you have all these leftists out there that think that we should have, you know, more blacks in this particular industry or that industry. And when you say, well, there's already great diversity, you know, there's, you know, 15% of the people in this area are black. No, there should be more. Why? Blacks are only 13% of the population. I mean, honestly, and do you actually help them get to the point where they can, where more of them can do this? No, they don't, actually. They really don't. Diversity, my ass. These people are being used. She's going to realize this. She's going to realize that she's going to be used and tossed and chewed up and tossed out by the Democrat Party when they can no longer use her. Wait, watch and see.
Warning, listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I'm a leftist elite Hollywood a-hole? If so, good news. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College is now open, featuring such courses as Unemployment is Not Paid Vacation. No, Americans don't want to spend $19 for an order of French fries and the ever-popular Shut the Hell Up. Why, just listen to this big-time celebrity endorsement.
I'm not Rosie O'Donnell, and I think this school's offensive, sexist, and racist.
And I think you're a giant a-hole who needs to shut the hell up. Hey, we teach a course in that. The Rod Eccles Hollywood Community College, where being an a-hole is not a guarantee you'll be an A student.